Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Live with Lauren. Today is such a great day. I'm in my sunshine shirt, which is one of my favorite shirts from Aerie. I have one of the best guests that I'm so pumped for. She is a SoCal-based actress, blogger. She's also a dog mom to two rescues, which I can so relate to this because you guys know Finley. Finley's my rescue babe. And then she's also a professional Disney goer, and I about died. Just so pumped to hang out with her because you guys know, like, Disney, I probably have seen every single Disney movie my entire life. I've been to Disney so many times and I'm just obsessed. She's also an amazing, just phenomenal woman and powerhouse woman. So I cannot wait to dive in. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing gonna happen on its own. I'm making a move. Hi, Esther.
Hi. What an introduction. Wow.
I know. I'm just sharing the truth. You were just doing so many amazing things. So, so please, like, share a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, thank you. Well, you touched base on a lot. I am a SoCal-based actress and blogger, more of a person with a blog than actual blogging. I need to get back into that, really. But yeah, I'm a dog mom. I'm a wife. And the biggest thing in my life right now is an aspiring actress. That's what I've been doing for a very, very long time. And that's what I want to do with my life.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Okay, so as I pretty much have told every guest this, that I stalk their Instagram, and so your Instagram in particular, I'm obsessed with a couple things. One, I'm obsessed with all, like, the Disney inspiration and just all your cute little, like, Mickey ears, but I'm also obsessed too. I saw a photo where it was, like, Belle with her man, and it was, like, the cutest little, like, they were having coffee in the morning, so I want to kind of, like, know a little bit more about that.
Okay, so that post I cannot take credit for. That is done by an artist. I believe she's Russian. And so I tagged her if you want to go back on there. Yeah. She makes a bunch of really cool pop culture based posts. And she basically finds, like, really dreamy pictures. So, like, the one I posted where people are having coffee in the morning, and then she puts Disney characters on them and just makes it really, really cute. And you're like, this is amazing because I love Disney and I love dreamy things. And it's all wrapped in one photo. So yes. If you go back, you'll see she's tagged. I can't remember her name right now, but she's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. I love that you're sharing that. And that's just the coolest thing. So how many times have you been to Disneyland?
Oh no. Don't ask me that. Well, I've had a pass since I was 15. Wow. So almost 15 years, not quite, but almost 15 years. Geez, I don't know. I'm going to say it's in the thousands.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's in the thousands. I go a lot.
Okay. Yeah. As a special Disney goer, like, what would you say the best time or season to go to Disneyland would be?
This is hard for me. I love Halloween time and I love Christmas time at Disneyland. Those are my two favorites. But I'm going to say Halloween time just because my birthday is on Halloween. And I always say this, I feel like everyone's celebrating me when I'm walking through the park and it's like Halloween time. I'm like, oh, it's me time. Cause that's how narcissistic I am. But I love Halloween time. I think it's so much fun. Everyone gets so festive and, you know, dressing up and just the decorations. I think that's the best time. And Haunted Mansion turns into the Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's amazing, and I love it.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you're very similar to me. I celebrate my birthday, like, the whole month, so I totally understand.
Yeah. Birthday month for sure.
That's so exciting. So when Halloween comes around, like, Halloween Town and, like, just all those Disney original movies, like, I'm obsessed with watching. Mm-hmm. And, like, totally do the marathon of, like, Harry Potter and, like, that whole bit. So, like, I'm sure it's just, like,
absolutely
near and dear during that time. Yeah.
Same.
So being in SoCal, and you're okay, so you are based in LA, right?
Yeah, loosely.
Okay.
I'm in a suburb of LA, but if from people who aren't from California, they ask me where I'm from, I just say LA. Yes.
Okay. So I didn't ask you because so I'm in San Francisco and I have been trying so hard to love California. I think there's some beautiful parts of California, but being from like the East Coast, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I miss the East Coast so much. So, you know, what do you love most about, you know, living in California?
Oh goodness. I just, well, one, I could not see myself living anywhere else. I love everything. I love the weather. I love, you can go to the beach in the morning and then go to the mountains at night or vice versa. There's snow sometimes. We make snow now because it's so hot. But we're finally getting seasons, kind of. It's been getting kind of cold. I mean, I'm wearing a sweater. That says something. So we're getting some seasons here. I love the food. I love Mexican food. We're right next to Mexico, so that's So I got it all.
Yeah.
I got it all.
Oh, those are great lists. So you mentioned earlier, and I know I mentioned earlier as well, so acting, being an actress, actor, like I would just love to hear more about, you know, how you got started, like where are you now in your career? What does that look like? Just like tell us all like the phenomenal details.
All the things. So I think any creative pursuit is super difficult. It's one of those things where the parents are like, no, just be a teacher or be a doctor. Because somehow, I mean, not to say that any of that is easy, but there's simple, or not simple, but a road, and you take that road and then you become that thing. For creatives, there's no path. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. You just have to make a way. And I have been in the acting game for about, goodness, I've been in and out of classes for like almost 10 years now. I've always loved acting. Growing up, I wanted to be in the movies. I love movie. I love horror movies. I love comedies. I love Disney movies. I just love the movies, and I always wanted to be a part of it. So I told my mom and dad, that's what I want to be. And they're like, but no, just go to school like everyone else and be normal and then get a job and then get married and then have kids, which I am kind of doing. I am married and I've done some things, you know, to the book, but I've been in it for about 10 years. I call myself a professional auditioner because that's all we do is we audition. And for the longest time, I was just taking classes for film and television, which I love. I loved it. And I really kicked myself in the butt because I wanted to start doing more theater stuff nowadays. And I never really trained in theater. And so I feel like I kind of fell behind on that. But what I'm doing right now is, this is the first time in my life where I'm not in school. I'm finished with school. And I have the ability and freedom to really, really pursue acting. And it is hard. It is so hard. It's so saturated. The one thing that you have to keep in mind when you're trying any creative pursuit is just to not give up. And you get so many no's every single day. You're submitting yourself for so many different projects. You're like, I just submitted myself for 3,000 projects. If I don't get one, I'm not cut out for it. But really, you have to hear so many no's just to get one yes. And when you look at, or when I look at certain actors that I look up to, and I go on their IMDb and I see how many things they've done, but in the span of their career, It's not a whole lot unless it's Meryl Streep, right? She's in everything. But, you know, if you're thinking of the Ashley Tisdales or the Disney kids of the world, they have a resume and it's not super long. And they probably auditioned way more than we actually know just to get those one yeses. And that's kind of just what I'm going through right now is the audition process and meeting people and networking and building it that way. But then also on the way, doing content creating and making friends in the blogging community. That's one thing I wish I would have done a little earlier was I always thought, well, I can't do this because it's going to distract from my acting, or I can't do this because then I'm going to be off course. But now that I'm allowing things to happen to me, I'm getting to places I want to be. What was the question?
You answered all the questions. All the questions. I have another question. As you were talking and speaking about, you know, that you've basically become a professional auditioner, which I love that term. Mm-hmm. I totally might steal that. But I would love for you to walk us through that process, like, you know, from like start to finish, in, you know, getting auditions or just being in the audition room. Like, what does that experience look like?
Right. So if you're lucky enough, you have an agent and they book you auditions. Mm-hmm. I've had one agent in my whole career as pursuing acting. And it didn't really work out for me. We weren't a really good fit. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm playing as my own agent. What I do is I go on breakdown sites. I send out my headshot, my resume to any casting that I feel fits me. If they call me or if I get an email, I'll go to the audition. The audition process is the worst part. I always feel like this is the worst part of acting. I hate it because it's like taking a test. And I was the worst test taker ever. when you get into the audition room, I feel like this is something I've struggled with for forever because, one, you're nervous. Two, you want to be the person just to wow them and say, you know what, we found the person, you're the part. But getting in there, it's usually one to five people, sometimes more, weirdly enough. And they'll all be sitting there staring at you. They're all on their phone, like, you know, oh, okay, who are you? And then you get up there and you pour your heart out and you hope that they like it. And they'll say, okay, thanks, you know, have a good day. And you're like, oh, okay, that's it. All right. Bye. That's kind of it. If you've ever seen La La Land, Emma Stone's character, that is beautifully how it really is an audition room. The people can be eating lunch or just not paying attention to you. And you're just like, okay, that's it. Great. I hope to hear from you guys. And that's kind of the audition process for you.
Wow. Oh my gosh. It sounds exhilarating, but then also intimidating at the same time. So...
Very, very intimidating.
Yeah, gosh, but I imagine though that your passion and your heart really drive you to, you know, those multiple auditions and just to continuously go through. Because like you said, you only need one yes, and then I think, you know, starts to pour in after that. Another thing that you've done is you realize that you could. And something actually I realized later on too is that, you know, I could have more than one dream, right? Like I could do, because I, for the longest time, I really wanted to get into modeling and I still freelance model, but then I always felt like, okay, I can't be distracted by other things. I only can do this one thing. And I'm still kicking myself in the butt. I'm like, I could have done multiple things at the same time. And so while you're doing all these things, you know, how do you deal with stress and anxiety and just, you know, feeling those pressures, whether it's coming from society or coming from your family and friends, or just, you know, you're feeling like you want to accomplish all these things. And do you ever just feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm running out of time, or, you know, what does that look like for you? Cause I know for me, I'm like half my life is probably stress, and I always try to, like, you know, fix that and deal with it.
No, yeah, absolutely. A lot of it is anxiety ridden, scary. Anything uncertain is really scary. Everything though is uncertain when you think about it. What I do to deal with the stress of it all is, and I just started doing this a few months ago because before I was just like, I'm quitting life. I'm not going to do this. but you can't do that because we're all here and we all have to do it. So I started meditating. I started meditating in the morning, during the middle of the day, and before I go to sleep. I also started doing a gratitude list. It's not something I have to write down, or you can write it down if you like, but in the morning I wake up and I say three things that I am grateful for, whether it be something that happened yesterday or just in life in general. And then I always affirm to myself, something great's going to happen today. And I choose to believe those words in the morning, and that leads me through my day. And then something great does happen. So that really, really helps me with my stress levels and just anxiety of it all, is that I'm so grateful for everything that I already have, that I don't really need more. And whatever comes to me more is just extra fun stuff. And I'm like, oh, great. And then it's something more to be grateful for. So the more grateful you are, the more great things that happen to you. And that's kind of how I work through that. But it can absolutely get super hard and frustrating. And you meet people who don't really understand content creating or even blogging or YouTubing. And it's hard to deal with those because they make you feel like you're not really doing anything. However, it can be an age gap, or they just aren't into that type of thing. And knowing how to really express what you're doing and how much you love it helps them understand it. And then it kind of helps you stay on track on what you're doing and what you're trying to succeed with it. Oh, hope that answered your questions.
Yes, it did. I adore that. And I think especially the gratitude list, because I think that it, for so often that we forget things that happen. We're always moving on to the next thing, right? And so just to have a reminder of what we're thankful for, and that law of attraction where we project that something good is going to happen and something, you know, and we're going to see our dreams come to fruition. So I'm obsessed with that. Absolutely. I think that's incredible. So one of the most amazing fun facts about you, Wendy Williams, and I don't want to say too much because I just want you to like tell the entire story. So I'm just going to leave it at that, but you go ahead and dive in.
Yeah, Wendy Williams. Well, speaking of law of attraction, weirdly enough, when I plan out my Instagram post, I have an app for it, like most people do, or content creators do. And for the longest time, I had this post of the New York skyline. I wanted to desperately go back to New York because I had only visited once before, and it was the year before, and I just wanted to go back. I was like, oh, I love New York. I want to go back. So I just had it there. And I had moved my other post around, and I had it sitting there in my little app. And I got an email from one of the producers at the Wendy show. And they were like, hey, we got your submission about being Wendy's, you know, 10K biggest fan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, this is just like one of those newsletter thingies. Like, it's not to me. But then I saw how it was like personally addressed to me. And they're like, we loved your video because you did XYZ. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is for real. And so I called the guy because he told me to call him immediately when I got the email. And he was like, yeah, so are you free next week? And I'm like, just thinking about my life, like, I mean, I'd be free for Wendy anytime. And so he was like, all right. So we started talking and he was like, yeah, so I think this is going to happen. And I'm like, I've had so many of these calls, you know, with, you know, the whole acting thing, like where things are going to happen and then I get so excited and then they don't happen. So I just didn't say anything to like anyone for like a couple of days. And then he calls me, he's like, okay, so I'm going to email you your flight. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is happening. It was insane. So I go out to New York and I'm going to be quizzed on her show for the week prior, you know, watching every single day. And I was so nervous. I had never been so nervous in my entire life. One, because I was going to be on national television. Two, because I was going to actually be talking to Wendy. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to talk to her and nothing's going to come out. Like, I'm going to Cindy Brady it. This is going to be awful. And so the day comes, we get to the studio and we were only there for 2 days, but just because we stayed an extra night, but it all happened so quickly. And I get to the studio and it's all so surreal, and everyone's talking to me, and Suzanne, who works on the show, she comes up to me, and she's like, hey, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I watch you every day, like, this is so weird, and I was freaking out, so they had me in a green room, I was sitting there freaking out, I had never been so nervous in my entire life, and like I said, I'm married, I was more nervous for this than getting married, and this was like, I always tell my husband, I'm like, I'm so sorry, but being on Wendy was like the best day of my life. I go out and they keep telling me to stay calm. They're like, you're going to be great. And I'm just thinking, I'm going to get there and nothing is going to come out. Like, no words. I see her sitting there. She's so sweet. I see her turn to me and I go. She asks me the questions and I felt like Rain Man. I just remembered everything. And I was like, oh, I know this. And I was like, oh, I know this. And I answered all the questions correctly. And I'm the first contestant to take home the whole 10 grand for her biggest fan giveaway contest that she does. So it was amazing. Wendy is seriously the sweetest woman I've ever met. Not everyone gets to meet their heroes. And I was so incredibly grateful to be able to meet her, be on her show, be in her presence. I can't say enough great things about her. She is an amazing person, and that was one of the biggest highlights of my life. So that's kind of how it all went down, and it was so quick, and then that was it, and then I had a really nice steak dinner in New York because I won 10K. I mean, how else do you celebrate? And I got ice cream.
Oh my gosh, what a whirlwind. I can't even, first of all, I would have that same fear. I feel like if I, because I always wanted to be on the Ellen show one day, but then I thought about it, I was like, nothing would come out of my mouth. Like, I would literally be like so starstruck. But that is so brilliant, and that is just the coolest thing, and just what, yeah, that's just so dang magical. And I love that you had that, from going to have that picture on your feed to getting that, you know, email, and then the fact that you won the full 10K. I mean, something that only happens in movies, I feel like. Like, it just doesn't, like, that's just, like, not real life. So
that's super true. It was a very movie moment, all of it. And I couldn't be more grateful that it happened to me. I was like, this doesn't happen to normal people like me. And it did. I even had someone that I went to high school with, they messaged me. They're like, wow, this is so amazing that normal people actually win these things. And I was like, yeah, it's me. I'm normal. And I went on this. So it was great. It's a story to tell for sure.
Oh, 100%. Oh my goodness. Do you have a YouTube channel as well?
I do. It's not my main thing right now, yeah, but it's definitely a thing.
What made you want to make it a thing?
My goodness. YouTube is a whole different ball game. I will tell you that. But it's cool. I feel like, I always say this, I feel like I missed the YouTube when it started. When it first became a real big thing, before people had their channels and stuff, but just to watch. I think I had just moved out of my parents' house and I was like super broke and didn't have any internet, and I couldn't, you know, I didn't have internet on my phone. It was just not a fun time. So there was like 2 or 3 years where I didn't, you know, really do the internet, you know, that way. Of course, I still had like MySpace and stuff, but I didn't do YouTube for whatever reason. And I got on that really late, and I was like, oh wow, everyone just goes to YouTube. So I started looking at people's channels, and I was like, oh, this is so much fun. This is amazing. I want to do that. I've always loved making videos. Anybody who knew me in high school knew I was always aging myself here, but I used to have a tape recorder and I record our conversations in class, me and my friends. And so I always had that little, you know, creative spark to just create things. And I decided to start a channel, but I get really, really, what's the word, stuck with picking out things to talk about, or picking out, video ideas. But the biggest piece of advice that I've gotten for starting is just to start and, you know, just produce and make stuff and create and have fun. And I wish I took my own advice sometimes because it sounds so easy. Just have fun and make videos. But the editing process is hard. So I have mad respect for all YouTubers with, you know, the equipment and just the time. My goodness, like,
yes,
those people, they are, y'all are creative. It's hard.
Yes, 100%. When I first started my channel, I was inspired by when Bethany Moda was really big. She was like a really big like beauty guru and just also, but also like lifestyle. Because I think when I first started watching YouTube, it was very much of like, you would see funny cat videos, maybe some makeup tutorials, like way, way back. And so, but I think now just seeing what YouTube has turned into, I really enjoy watching people's lives. Like I'm just so, and it's kind of like weird to say, cause it's like, you literally watch people like brush their teeth or like get ready in the day. But I love seeing that. I think that YouTube has, it's gone from this highly like curated content situation to more so of like raw and real and, you actually get to see like people living their lives. So I think, you know, extra advice you didn't even ask for, but I think for you, like that would be so cool. I would love to see, you know, your life as like going through life as an actress or going through your life as when you're creating content and everything. So I feel like we just need more of that. I think that people have this idea in their heads when they come across other like creatives trying to produce and do things, that it's this overnight sensation, that it's this really sometimes easy,
yeah.
Right. And so they don't see those like 3 a.m. like studying lines or like going over, you know, something about it for a launch or stuff like that. So I think that would just be so inspiring to see.
Oh my goodness. That, you know, I've had a friend give me that same advice. And the reason I think I haven't done it is I'm just so terrified of, you know, what people would say or what they would think or, you know, but that's always been the fear for any creative outlet that I've done, like Instagram or, you know, starting a YouTube channel. And, I think it's only human and natural to be afraid of what people, can you think? Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what the sentence or what I was saying in the middle, but YouTube scares me like no other. But maybe I'll be able to overcome that fear by the end of this year. Maybe I'll read something really motivational and it will prep me to do that. I don't know how interesting. I guess it would be interesting to some people, what we do go through.
Yeah, I think, you know what, so I don't know if you do Enneagrams, but I'm a 7, so I'm like a cheerleader for everything. I'm just like, you can do it, you can like go for it, so you can totally do that. But I really do think that people are so interested in other people's lives, and I think it's also because people can resonate, like people... You know, when they're watching something, they can see that, oh my gosh, like I want to do that too. Or they can find, you know, inspiration or motivation in that and just feel like they're not alone. And I think that in our world where there's so many people, there's also so many people that feel alone, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, people just, you know, want to feel connected. So, yeah. And I think also too, for the people who, I always say this as well, for anybody who is like, a hater or whatever, or says something negative, I always think that I'm like, okay, like that person, it's more so on them than on you. So like, it's one of those things where like, that's what
Absolutely. The blog button
is for. So I don't ever mind using the blog button. I love it. I think it's great. And you know, they don't have to come to the party. So it's great.
True. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's so human. It's so, you think, we all thought after high school, oh, we're never going to deal with people caring about what we're doing.
Oh and my gosh,
life is just one big high school.
It's so true. It is so unbelievably true. And I, cause I legitimately thought, I'm like, okay, like, when we get older, like, people are going to be mature, and it's, like, it's not going to be, there's going to be no drama, there's not going to be, like, any sort of jealousy, there's not, and I'm like, my gosh, it's, like, gotten worse, like, you get older.
And yeah, like, boy, were we wrong.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, and that's why, too, that I feel that, it's so important for when you do come across genuine people, or when you do come across other people who, their voice is, every voice is important, but especially the ones that are so positive and, like, willing to change the world. I think those are the voices worth sharing. And so anytime I come across someone like you, or, like, other women that I find so inspiring, I'm just like, dude, like, go for it. Do whatever you have to do, because the world needs more of that. The world needs more love and encouragement, and so anyways, I'm gonna get off my soapbox, but I think that would be spectacular.
Oh my gosh, well, you're so sweet. Thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, we still have time, you know.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so if you don't mind, I'd love to play a quick game with you. It's basically gonna be name the Disney lyric or Disney song lyric.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
I would love to, like, test your Disney knowledge, which I'm sure you're gonna get all of these. So we'll do a few. No.
Okay. Like, Disney songs. Are they from Disney Channel original movies or animated movies?
Animated movies.
Oh no. Okay. Here we go. I'll try my best.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So the first one is, I want to be where the people are.
Little Mermaid.
Perfect. See? The next one is, all those years living in a blur.
Can you sing it? all those years living in a blur.
I'll give you a hint. The movie starts with a T. And it's animated.
Is it Tangled?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't even know that one.
I just saw that for the first time a couple months ago.
No way!
So, God. That was my first time. But I loved it. I don't know why it took me so long to watch it.
Okay. The next one is, Let It Go.
Oh, Frozen.
So easy.
I've only seen that once as well.
Oh my god!
But we all know that one. We all know that one. It's like the anthem of Disneyland.
The next one is, I'll make a man out of you.
A man out of you. Oof. I'll make a man out of you. Oh no.
Another hint. So the movie starts with an M. And it's about a really strong woman who kicks butt, animated.
You said M, and I thought of Matilda, and that's Disney. It starts with an M. Oh, goodness, why can't I? I'm blanking. I'm not good on tests. Remember?
I'll try to sing it. Let's see. I'll make a man.
Moana.
Yes. Oh, Mulan. Yes.
Okay. Mulan. Oh, okay. I said Moana. Okay, Mulan. Fun fact, yeah. I have never seen Mulan all the way through.
Oh, my God.
No. I've seen parts of it. I know. I feel, like, awful. I always hear how great it is. The live action looks amazing.
Yes.
But I have to watch Mulan. I know. I know.
Oh my gosh, no. Okay, and last one. Bippity boppity boo.
Oh. Cinderella.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I was like, okay, don't mix up my, I'm like, not Sleeping Beauty, that's Cinderella.
That would've, I mean,
you can't put me on the spot like that. Don't do well with tests. Should be my bio.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you for being a trooper. I love games and doing this, and you need to watch Mulan all the way through, and
all the way through.
Yes. Oh my god, it's so good. And they're coming out with a live action of it too, which looks phenomenal. I cannot wait.
It looks amazing. I mean, I will say when Mulan came out, I remember I had that song by Christina Aguilera on repeat.
Yeah.
What is it? Reflection. Yeah. The who is the girl? Yeah. You know it. We all know that one.
Oh, so good. I know. And I remember, oh my gosh, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, all of them, all obsessed. And I just love them so much.
Absolutely. I'm the biggest Britney fan, right? She's right next to Wendy. Her and they're like almost this. Actually, I don't even know who I'd say I'm more of a fan of. That's hard. But yeah, Britney's up there. I love me some Britney.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So good. Okay. Well, before I let you go, what would be your biggest piece of advice for someone who is on a journey to becoming, you know, an inspiring actor or, you know, wants to get into the creative field?
Just start. Don't make excuses. I don't have this camera. I don't have this microphone. Just start it. Just do it. Just start making stuff with your friends. Put yourself out there. Be nice to everyone, but genuinely nice. People don't forget, or Scorpios don't forget. I remember everything. And just do it. Just like Nike, just do it. Like, no more excuses. That's my biggest piece, is just start. And that's the hardest part, is just starting. And to not give up. Don't, you know, time limits really can constrain, you know, oh, I'm going to go to LA for a year. Some things might happen in a year, but usually it takes longer. And take care of yourself. You're going to hear a lot of no's.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get one yes. Maybe. But along the way, just be nice to yourself, enjoy the ride and the people you meet, and just do it. That would be my biggest piece of advice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I adore you. Thank you for sharing just your magic and your own sunshine on the show. Thank you for coming on the show. And I love that. I think that advice is so brilliant, and I hope all of my listeners are so inspired by that.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. You're the sweetest person ever. I love this. I love this whole idea. I love it.
Good. And where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at it's Esther Lane. It's my name, ITS, and then Esther Lane. And then also on YouTube. All of my social media platforms are it's Esther Lane. And I'll be there.
Yay. Okay, guys.
Yay. Remember,
Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 PST. And I will see you guys on Thursday. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing gonna happen on the sun. I'm making a move. Don't need no higgins for the sun. I got joy all through my soul. I'm